soul. When you hear the music, time to connect the dots. Get out of your chair and dance. Gonna talk about everything under the sun and beyond, beyond Joe, beyond the universe, beyond the galaxy. Let me tell you, as usual, I listen to a couple of shows before my show, and there were some interesting things. Let me just reflect back a little. Charles Green, right before me, he was giving us all a lot of important information about health. And you do have to take care of your health. It's your responsibility. It's your body. It's your health. Don't waste your time going to the doctor unless you're forced to. But you should make a positive effort to take care of your health, you know. Don't eat GMO food, eat organic food, cut down on the junk food, and drink only good water. I've advertised people before, hey, if you got a pencil and paper, write it down. John Ellis water. One of the best waters on the planet. Look them up on the internet. Water is the most important thing in your body. It's just common sense. Everything in life is really common sense. You're 70% water right here. Your brain's over 90% water. So water is the most important thing. And if you have any understanding how the human body works, it's water that takes things in and out of your cells, brings the nutrients in, and takes the poisons out. It's water. But it's got to be good water. All water is not the same. There's chaotic water. Hey, Dr. Emoto did some real important research on that. Look him up, Dr. Emoto. The man is no longer here on Earth, but his scientific discoveries live on. There's videos out there by him, and he proved that thoughts of love and vibrations of thankfulness can change the shape of water. And he proved it with photography from a chaotic mess. Again, all water is not the same. It needs to be restructured into a crystalline flower of life type pattern. Look that one up, flower of life. That's the one of the interconnecting patterns in all dimensions. It fits snug in place with the Metatron's cube. You can look that up too and see how they all connect. But if you want to see how they all connect even better, hey, I've got the book out there. It's called Connect the Dots Theory. It'll make it a more educated person out of anybody who reads it. The information in there is timeless. It took me years to put it together, but it's out there. Don't deny yourself learning more than you know already. Plus, it's got pictures of things that no one else on planet Earth has. Even the galactic people don't have some of the pictures I have. Well, they can call me up. You know, this is a call-in show, and tell me, no, I'm wrong. But I don't think they're going to do that. But the challenge is out there. Hey, and believe me, it's not going to matter. Hey, prove me wrong. I'd love to hear about it. But The call-in number here is 888-627-6008. Hey, I put the invitation out. Galactic Confederation, Galactic Federation of Light people, call into this show. Believe me, you'll be impressed at the questions I ask you. And while we're talking about the Galactic Federation of Light, GFOL for short, if you go on Twitter, which I do, and there's plenty of people there representing the Starseeds and the Pleiades, are representing the Galactic Federation of Light. And you need to get to know about these guys because they're coming here to rescue Earth. They're going to create the event. They keep saying they've done most of the dirty work already, but with the exception of the surface planet, of this planet, and that's where we are on the surface. So we're like, come on, hurry up, because things are getting pretty bad here. But what we're talking about, a Galactic Federation, the list keeps just getting bigger and bigger. So if you got a pencil and paper, you might want to run it, write it down, because the list of ETs has really gotten big. You know, there's the Pleiadians, there's the Syrians, who, there's two descriptions of the Syrians. Some say they're felines, some say they're dolphins and porpoises. Somebody call in and tell me which is which. Are they both, all three, or whatever? There's the Venusians from the planet Venus, supposedly the most famous Venusian. Valiant Thor met with President Eisenhower in the 1950s. There's, I've heard two dates for that, but regardless, it was the 1950s. Made an offer to the people of Earth, and it was turned down because of big corporations put too much pressure on President Eisenhower, and he had to just go along with the group. And then there's the Arcturians. They're also mentioned in what's that movie? The guys with the blacks, with the sunglasses, Men in Black. They're men. Hey, Arcturians are mentioned in that movie. Then there's the Lyrans from the constellation Lyra or Lyra. And supposedly, the information has recently come out that they're one of the contributors to the establishment of humans on planet Earth. Of course, there are many contributors, but they're one of them. You know, supposedly, our ancient ancestors, but then there's many other groups on Earth too that have led to modern man. Then there's the Andromeda beings from the Andromeda galaxy. Yeah, all the way from another galaxy. Yeah, they communicate with us sometimes. They come here sometimes. Then there's Ashtar Command. Hey, they're running the whole show with the liberation of planet Earth. Why don't they call into my show? I think these ETs are shy. They may not know how to ad-lib the moment. Something we're really good at here on planet Earth. People of Earth, we're here. Yes, they are here. Supposedly, there's billions of spacecraft hovering around the solar system just waiting to make their move and do the final freeing of us from the dominant controlling beings from other worlds who are here manipulating our world. And in charge of everything still, unfortunately. Then there's the Blue Avians. I think they're blue-skinned. Then there's the Golden Colored Beings. They have another name, but I just can't think of it right now. There's the Dracos, Mothman-type creatures. There's another movie that correlates with ETs. The Reptilians, of course, one of the first Star Trek episodes from back in the 60s, Captain Kirk fights, it was called the Gorn creature. And it was a reptile, vicious looking thing, slow as hell though, but you know what the expression means. Also, in that particular episode, Captain Kirk fights the Gorn for the survival of the ship and beings on a planet, hand-to-hand combat, so to speak. At the end, kind of an angelic being, pops up and congratulates Captain Kirk for not killing his enemy, showing mercy. And he was from a group of higher evolved beings called the Metatrons. Now, would that have anything to do with Metatron, sometimes known as Archangel Metatron, and of course the inventor of Metatron's cube? Also, what never gets talked about, but I talk about it, Metatron, the inventor of the electron. And if I told you that all electrons were in one big electron, that's a lot of thinking you'll have to do to comprehend that one. Then there's, of course, the Anunnaki, those no-good so-and-sos who came to Earth and subdued us, turned us into slave labor. I don't know if they were the first, but they haven't been the last. And, of course, their concept of slave labor still persists on Earth today. So message to any of you that African Americans and stuff caught blaming the Europeans for slavery. Slavery was brought here hundreds of thousands of years ago and enforced by the Anunnaki. You want to blame somebody? Blame the Anunnaki. Don't blame Europeans. And then the sub-race of the Anunnaki were known as the IGV. In fact, their name even comes up in the book of the Necronomicon. Interesting book. You know, I saw it in the bookstore one day. I saw all the sigils on the cover, and those are markings that relate to certain things, and the Arrow Star was there, and I read the book, and it was quite interesting. And in that book, supposedly, you know, it's connected with black magic, but the writer mentions and the dreaded IGG. So there's more connections with ET beings. As the list goes on, there's somebody verticuli. I can't think of the complete name now. Look it up. that gets talked a lot about on the shows. Then there's the Greys. We all know the Greys. And the praying mantis-headed ETs. I forget what they're called. Insectoid groups of ETs, yeah, insectoids, and the recent information called the Chimera, which are also insectoids, insect-type creatures. And how many science fiction movies have we've had giant spiders in? Well, the list keeps growing, too. And I guess we can include the fairies. You know, they're kind of like off, not as just Earth creatures originally, but they ended up here. And the leprechauns, I'm sure you could probably include them too. I'm not sure where they're from, but anyhow, the list is pretty long there, I just gave you. But back to the Greys, you know, I just have this hunch that even though they're not the smartest of the creatures, no offense, Greys, if you're listening, but the color gray, you know, if you watch the TV commercials, which I do, you can't help it if you're watching free TV. They're out there. They're on cable networks like CNN, Fox, and et cetera, et cetera. The commercials out there. The people are always wearing gray clothes. The percentage of commercials having people wearing gray clothes is astonishing. It's beyond the law of averages, which says when something is beyond the law of averages, it's letting you know there's a hidden controlling force there. In fact, that information is in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Again, I touch on everything in that book, pretty much. But start looking at the commercials. You'll notice that too many people are wearing gray shirts, or gray pants, or gray hats, or driving gray cars, or just too much gray in every commercial beyond just chance. It has to be intentionally put in there, and, you know, this is just a little guess. Perhaps the grays have telepathic ability, and to get some recognition, they telepathically tell the people who make the commercials to put our favorite color in your commercial, gray. So it's something to think about, whether it's true or not. The grays are causing this to happen. It is definitely true. There's too much gray showing up in commercials, TV commercials. And as I like to just move on to something else, you know, chain of command systems are being used against us by the ETs, by the bad ETs, definitely. They are definitely using chain of command systems against us, you know. Our rights are disappearing quicker than the blink of an eye, and chain of command systems are part of that plan. You know, it's sad. Police are abusing their authorities to the point of, you know, they want to use their chain of command structures to, when they interact with us, to order us around like we're nobodies, not treated fairly, and that causes a lot of problems, because people don't want to be treated like trash. And no, when you tell us we have to roll over and play dead, no, we don't want to do that. And that's one of the big police citizen problem issues. The attitude and the abuse of the chain of command structures. As far as I'm concerned, the police should have no authority over people. Police should be there to assist us. We'll call for you when we need you. But don't victimize us, especially with the road pullovers. That's a bunch of crap, you know. That's victimization of the general public, all to put more money in the pockets of the local municipalities. We need to bring this to an end, you know. And it's leading to innocent people getting killed nowadays, you know. You get pulled over, you don't know what the hell is going to happen nowadays. Unless, of course, you're willing to roll over and play dead, which we don't want to do. That's not fair, that's not just, and that's not American. That's right, I'm talking from America here. And this is a call-in radio show, and I got a question for anybody out there to clarify and explain to me, what are these toxic bombs? You know, I came aware of this by following the people representing the Galactic Federation of Light, who are here to uplift planet Earth into the fifth dimension and free us from the controlling monsters that control our world. Remove some of them and set up a fair system of, instead of this extortion system that we're under, that's ruled by the banking authorities, that's connected to forcing you to pay taxes and all this other nonsense that we have to deal with. But toplet bombs, spelled T-O-P-L-E-T, bombs. So I asked a question on Twitter, and I got a response, and I got some more information on the toplet bombs. Yes, they're made of plasma. But I also asked some other questions that weren't answered, like, so how can I draw a picture of what a toplet bomb looks like and what is it really going to do to me? Why should I be afraid of a top-lit bomb? What can it really do to me? Well, that hasn't been explained. I wish somebody would explain that. You know? How is it going to harm me? What, you know? Yeah, I get the idea it's plasma, but what's going to send it in my direction and cause me trouble? You know, that wasn't explained. I'd like to know that. Inquiry minds want to know. Then we also have information that I'm picking up off the tweet. The prime anomaly is the concern of the Galactic Federation to remove the prime anomaly put here by one of these subversive ET groups called the Archons. Oh, I forgot to mention in my list the Archons. Relatively new to our world, supposedly came here in 1996. Anyhow, they're somehow behind the top of bombs. But there's this thing called the prime anomaly, which is a plasma entity. Feeds off negative vibrations. And still a portion of this creature, according to Cobra Info 1, the event can't happen until the prime anomaly has been totally removed from our world. This is a creature that's still, a small percentage of it is still hovering over Central Africa. It feeds off negative vibrations. And the creature has a nickname. It's a real name, too hard to pronounce or comprehend. And there has been, it's been spelled out, but the pronunciation is still, let's just go with the nickname. It's called the Octopus. And supposedly extends itself not only to our planet, but other planets and throughout our whole system. And it's called the prime anomaly. It's not a good thing, apparently. It feeds off negative vibrations. That's why we all need to start projecting love and get rid of the hate and anger, you know, because that will work against us, hate and anger. It definitely will. And I have to mention that I wrote a song about that, kind of like, it's called Jerusalem. It's the solution to Jerusalem, Palestinian problem. It talks about leaving the hate and anger behind. And I wrote that, I don't know, a long time ago. But it's on my, you know, I have two albums out now, and because I'm running for president as a right-wing candidate with no political support and no money, I need some, you know, a little help from my friends, a little help from the common people, because I'm a common man, you know? I live below the poverty line because I don't have money. And who put me below the poverty line? U.S. government made me go below the poverty line because they've increased the cost of living. In fact, if you're running, planning on voting for president in 2020, I'm the only guy who has solutions, only one. And if you vote for a Democrat or Republican, you're part of the problem. That's it. You know, because all things are connected. So if you're not part of the solution, I'm the solution because I've got the solutions. And I'm the only presidential candidate who has had solutions in this upcoming election. I had the solutions in the last election. But people have been brainwashing voting Democrat, Republican, and they're lying to you. They say you have to be our party, you can't win. Well, that's not true, because I've got the other way, the secret way. It's called the write-in ballot. They don't know how many people are going to write in, and it's the only way. They just believe it can't be done. But all you have to do is write in my name, learn about it. And it's a hard way to go, because not only do I have to convince you to take the time to learn how to write a name in on a presidential election, but I also have to have people doing a head count at each polling station. It takes a lot of volunteers to do this, because they'll just, we know how they do, they throw the ballots out that they don't like. And both the Democrats and the Republicans are crooks. And I just have to, you know, I hate politics, but I just got to mention, you know, all the people on the news about the upcoming midterms. you know. Oh, we all got to vote Democrat. Oh, we all got to vote Republican. Meanwhile, let's talk a real conversation here. You know, with all this, they still got the investigation going about who hacked into the last election, you know. They still haven't changed the machines. So, in other words, November 6th, I think, comes around. Everybody's going to hustle off to the voting booth, and nobody's bothered to change or fix the voting machines. So this November midterm election is going to be hacked into two. Why aren't the Republicans or the Democrats talking about, hey, nobody changed the machines? It's quite obvious, because both the Democrats and Republicans think they have the best hackers, and they're both planning on hacking this next election to get their candidates elected. Is that sick? But that's where it's at. So you have to be out of your mind to even waste your time voting for Democrats or Republicans, because they want the crooked system the way it is. And they'll never do anything for you, really. You know? President Trump has been able to keep some of his promises. That's only because he has a stacked deck in the Congress, but this isn't how it should be. It shouldn't be all or nothing. It shouldn't be one group decides all and the rest of the losers get to do nothing. A two-party system is a plan designed to fail. It keeps the turmoil going, and it's like a professional wrestling scenario. If you watch professional wrestling, well, you order and you'll find out. The good guy one week is the bad guy next week. And it's all fake scenarios played out. Somebody writes the script and everybody plays along to get their paycheck. And basically, that's the Democrat and Republican system in our U.S. Congress. It's sickening. It's not justice. It's not fair. And it's not democratic. Yeah, we've all been lied to in America. Yeah, America is democracy. It's not. Do I have to say it again? America is not a democracy. And you can't prove me wrong on that. Just listen to the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. Yeah, America is a republic. It's not a democracy. We wish we had a democracy, a real democracy, that's responsive to the will of the people. And in a republic, the representatives, even though they're elected, have all the power, and you, the people, have none. That's right. They tell you, go out and vote. Okay, so you vote. So you vote for one crook or another crook. They're all crooks, basically. And if there's one good person in the Congress, how is he going to stand against the other 534? You know? It's not going to mean anything. If there's 10 good people in the Congress, it's not going to mean anything, because the crooks outnumber the good guys 5-1, if not 9-1, if not 10-1, if not 100-1. It's that bad. And they all know once they get elected, they don't have to do anything for you. So you really need to start considering, I'm cutting a new path through the woods, running as a right-wing candidate. I don't know, anything to anybody. Of course, I don't have the money to get my face out there, and what I'm talking now should be broadcasted on national TV every week, at least once a week, so that people can wake up and understand that the elections are all rigged, the voting machines can all be tampered with. Every hacker in the world is going to be trying his best to do the hacking and turn the election in the favor of the people he's representing. And of course, the foreigners are going to be doing the same thing too. So why don't they change the machines? Because they all think that they've got better hackers. So much for that. Well, all I ask is people go to 2020presidenttomanderson.com. You can find all the info related to that. You don't have to write it down. Just go to PBS Radio. my show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. And then click on the name of the show, and then that one thing will lead you to another. It will lead you to my CD Baby link, where you click on that, there's my two albums. Participate in real democracy and support the common person who wants to solve the problem. The solutions to all the problems are known already. I know them. I don't have to do any research or anything. The solutions are known already. They're just put on the back burner and buried by the Democrats and Republicans because they know the money is on keeping the problems going. This is the reality. And, truthfully, I like President Trump. His personality is tough, you know. He's doing things for America, but at the same time, he's a crook in his own way. He's a wealthy crook. And he, how do you think he got wealthy? By being a crook. I don't care if you like that or not. I don't care if anybody likes what I'm saying, but I'm going to say it. You know, he's not Honest E or anything like that. You know? And so stop putting your faith in a wealthy person. In fact, there ought to be a law. There should be no wealthy people in Congress. Because wealthy people don't know anything about taking care of the common people. You know, he's pulled the rabbit out of the hat a few times here. But he's not doing the real important things. He hasn't addressed chemtrails. He hasn't addressed the 5G intentional genocide of the American people. That's only weeks away, 1 month away. I can't predict the exact date, but it's very, very close. And nobody's doing any preparation for this. There isn't one politician. Why isn't there one politician in the whole country talking about this? Not one. Medical doctors are talking about it. They're trying to... I've talked to one of them in particular. He's in Congress every day trying to lobby. Except he doesn't get anywhere because in order to sway the congressman, you have to have bags of money. You have to have plenty of important, valuable stuff, commodities, money, whatever, to influence these people. The poor guy is meeting with the interns of the offices of the congressman. That's nowhere. We had a discussion. He said, well, you could get 10 million people to go to Washington. That's what you think, pal. That's easier said than done. And on top of that, as I've explained already, they don't have to do anything. You can get 20 million people to go to Washington, D.C., and the congressmen are going to hold on to their cushy little jobs and just pretend to do something for you and do nothing for you. Just like the health care system. The whole thing is a sham. It's not real health care. Insurance companies, they shouldn't even exist. Health care should be free, and nobody should be making a profit off of it, and it all should be natural. We don't need pharmaceutical products, maybe Band-Aids. Okay, or simple things like that, you know. But all the natural remedies, they're known already. Again, truth is being kept from you. And it's sad. So anyhow, I have to change the topic because I hate politics, but I just had to say that. But anyhow, you ought to be concerned if you're listening to the show. Just go to BBS Radio. You can find out all about what I am, all the things I'm bringing to the table, all the solutions. You know, another thing I've been asking for on Twitter, I don't expect to get the answer because most people go on Twitter for fun. There's a few people out there revealing important information, and I've picked up on it. But it's like preaching to the choir. The people that pick up on the important information are the ones that are interested in intelligent information. If you're not interested, you're not going to pick up on it. You're there just to fling insults and make fun of people, which is fun. Hey, I make fun of people, too, and I tell jokes, and I engage in that a little, but there's a serious side to me, a philosophical side. Like, I'm the man who coined the phrase, people respond better to mutual understandings and agreements rather than flexible laws. You know, it's not so much the ideology that determines whether a belief system will be successful or not, but rather the implementation of that ideology that will be the determining factor as to its success or failure. And that's about where it's at. Plus, I also coined important phrases that can change our way of thinking and arguing our points of view. My book, Connect the Dots Theory, concludes that the burden of proof lies equally on the shoulders of all whose agenda is to disprove something. That's right. You know, when some scientist says, "Where's your proof that this is true?" I can justifiably turn to that same scientist and turn around and fair play, and I can say, "Where's your proof that what I just said isn't true?" And that's fairness. And I came up with that idea that we need to start demanding burden of proof from the people who are accusing us that we have no proof. Turn that table around. Turn around table is fair play. And we need to start using wisdom sayings like that to get what we want in life. We've got to learn to think for ourselves. Hey, did you know that no one book reveals all truth? How could that be? Reason it out for yourself. Yeah, learn to think for yourself. That's what this show is about. It's educational. It teaches people how to think. I feel sorry for all the kids that have to go to school, going to school every day now, because it's already been proven that schools are over-microwaving your children. And the only way you're going to find that out is the parent to get yourself a microwave meter. They sell them out there, and whatever the cost is, they're not cheap, but whatever the cost is, it's worth the money so you can find out the truth. Don't go to the school and say, "Is it safe?" Don't just lie to you and say it is. They don't even know themselves that they're, even the teachers are being exposed to over-microwaving. But it's even more detrimental to children. You know, many of your children going to school now, the longer you keep them in public schools, the bigger the chances that they're going to be unable to have children because their bodies are getting that damaged by the microwave radiations already. And we're only at the 4G level. And by the way, 5G is not just one notch up. It's like 100 notches up. That's right. They're tricking you with that. You know? It shouldn't be from 4G. It should be 500G. Because that's how far they're advancing the harmful energies. And of course, there's been no safety testing done. How could they get away with this? How come no politician has brought that up? I guess the bribe money is dispersed among all the politicians. And of course, we can't expect mainstream media to say anything about that because they're ruled by the New World Order, wants to depopulate the world. And this 5G is going to do it faster than anything. You know? And the chemtrails are doing their dirty work still. Why isn't President Trump writing an executive order? He knows how to write an executive order to stop these planes. They're flying around. First of all, they're flying around in all kinds of planes, and some of them don't have any markings. You know, that's illegal to fly a plane over American airspace without any markings on it. Why isn't the military getting involved in this and enforcing laws on the books already? It's illegal to ride around with a plane without a marking on it. Some of these chemtrail planes have no markings on them. They probably all do. So why is this being allowed to happen? You know? We need to start demanding and talking about this. But meanwhile, hey, your children going to school, there's plenty of homeschooling available nowadays. It's not that you have to sit home personally and instruct your child. You can get high school equivalencies at home. And the child will be safer at home than in school. Not to mention that schools are targets for crazy bombers, and the government has the secret government has that works within the U.S. government has a full supply of false flag crazy people to go in and bomb the local school whenever they decide to. They have the brainwashing equipment to do that, the mind controlling equipment. It's all high technology now. They can pick their who's going to be the fall guy. Yeah, okay, well, let's just send a mobile van around to his house and start broadcasting words into his head. Go to the school and commit a genocide. Kill the people you don't like. And they know who has the guns. And they'll find somebody who has, legal ownership of a gun, or his parents has legal ownership of a gun. And they'll put it in his mind, get that gun, and go, because you're angry at somebody in school, and just go and shoot people. And it'll happen. We're not done with this yet, because we have a corrupt government within our government. In fact, the government basically is corrupt, the federal government, and then we have even more corrupt secret organizations within that corrupt government. And they are funded by you, the taxpayers' dollars. You know, because I'm an inventive person, you know, we could bankrupt the government, just move to a barter system. That's all. It's that easy, really. They won't have any, they can't collect tax on barter. It takes a little more effort on our part, but it can be done. And apparently that's what needs to be done, bankrupt the government, Because they can't trust them. That's why a republic type of government known as a republic, which America is, that's why it doesn't work anymore. Maybe it never did. Maybe it worked for into the second presidency or the third presidency, and that was about it, maybe. Worked for a little while, regardless of where we draw the line. But it definitely doesn't work today, because there's too much bribe money out there, and people can't be trusted. I advocate a referendum-only type government. Before I can make something like that happen, I'll have to be elected the president of the United States, because that position of authority gives me access to everybody, and I can do my best at convincing people this is the way to go. Because there's too many crooks out there in government that can't be trusted. You know, they con you into voting for them, and as soon as they get elected, their true colors show. They just have time to listen to the lobbyists, and then they're obligated after they take the bribe to do what the lobbyists want. And the lobbyists are all corporate control people. So the corporations get all the laws to favor them, and then they pretend, the politicians pretend to do something for you, which is actually nothing, and they con you into believing they've done something. This whole healthcare fiasco, it's what it is. It's a sham. It's a fiasco. Real healthcare has nothing to do with insurance. Has nothing to do with pharmaceutical products. But they don't want to come clean with that. They want to keep the sham going because that's who bribes them. Pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies, they're all in this together. And the other companies. We could have free energy now. But, free energy is now. But all the patents for free energy get bought up by the oil companies, and they just sit on them because they don't want people to have free energy because they won't make a profit selling oil products then. Come on, we all know this already. But it's going to take a man like me who knows solutions and knows how to set up the strategies to start changing things in the other direction. Like I said, one way or another, all things are connected. And, that's how that needs to be considered. All things are connected. And as the Pleiadians have been, the starseeds that go on Twitter have been saying, we have to do our part to project love, because we're connected to everything too. So as individuals, we can project a lot of love and hold back on our anger and negative emotions. And we can do something by working on ourselves, because the more love that can be projected into the universe, into the Earth sphere, yes, Mother Earth is alive too, the more love we can show for Mother Earth, the more love we can show for our fellow men, the ones that are real men. Yeah, there's beings walking around that look like people, but they're actually aliens in disguise. You don't believe it? Hey, you got to prove it to yourself. I've met a few people in life that, looking back now, after I saw that movie, Dave Leah's 1988 movie, starring Roddy Piper, look it up. They live. In fact, if you go to my presidential website, 2020presidenttomedison.com, and go to the videos, you'll see a little joke. I have a 30-second joke video that shows what these beings look like out of that movie. And you're allowed to do a small clip from any copyrighted material. Thankfully, there was one good law that was passed, I think, back in 1976. So it's not copyright infringement when I do a 30-second shot of out of that movie, and I do my own commentary behind it to make it funny. But I make the point that, you know, to get you to think that not all people that look like people are actually people. There's a small group of these beings from different ET groups that are here, and they walk around masquerading as humans. There's other ways to tell somebody it's not human. You start talking to them. So if there's something wrong with the way they talk, that's a sign right there. I think there's other ways to tell. But if you're not if you don't accept that possibility, they'll fool you every time. But in the meantime, hey, go see that movie. They Live. You can buy it, download it, or whatever. And it'll wake you up that there are hidden things. And if you want to see all that, a variety of things that are hidden, that I have pictures of, 35-millimeter pictures, for which I have the negatives, to prove it wasn't altered, in my book, Connected Dots Theory. You know, seeing is believing, used to be so. But with digital technology, you can't believe what you see anymore. You know, it's so when they show you things on the news, they can alter as much as they want, and you won't be able to tell they altered it, and you won't be able to prove it either. So it's something, that's why they mandated that all broadcasting has to be digital now on the major broadcasting, free TV and all that, because the powers to be, the world controllers, can break into a signal and change the whole thing almost instantly at the stroke of the keyboard. And you'll believe that's what's really happening. And they'll be blotting out what they don't want you to see. That's why all the broadcasting stations are forced to put out a digital signal. And by the way, it's not as good as the analog one. Clarity is good, but it doesn't go distant. So unless you're right near the towers, you're going to have problems with reception, or, you know, that's why a lot of people go to cable. But you can't believe what you see on the digital thing. Analog should be restored. Of course, they made that illegal. Wasn't that really clever then? Except nobody talked about this when it was happening. Just like nobody talked about the mass animal killings from 2010 and 2011. You know, it was happening all around the world. hundreds of thousands of creatures all killed in a short amount of time. And the scientists were pretending to scratch their heads. I don't know what happened, you know? And they make up all these stupid excuses. They were testing the energy weapons. That's all. You know? Energy weapons can kill you. That's right. They know the frequencies. They send the energies out and they kill you. They can locate where you are. They can kill you. From a satellite, if not from a local cell phone tower. And of course, they're going to do mass killings, just like with the mass animal killings. They're going to do it on you with the 5G. Not only will you start getting cancer from the basic 5G broadcasting, they can turn the frequencies into the real killing frequencies that stop your heart in a beat. Yeah, how about that? And it won't be too hard when they're placing all these little antennas on telephone poles in front of your house. This is what's going on now. Nobody's talking about it except me and a few people tweeting about it on Twitter. And, you know, you got to spread the word. We have to save ourselves here because I don't think the ETs keep talking about the event. They're going to come land their craft on Earth and arrest all the bad guys and bring us, take over the banking empire and give us a real system. But I don't believe it's going to happen that fast. The 5G network is going to be up. I mean, they've got the little transmitters on the East Coast here. I've seen they got them up in certain cities already. And they might not do all the cities at once. They might just start one or two cities and then go to the next town, set them up, and start cooking me there. Plus, you got to start opening your eyes. You know, if you look at telephone poles, they all got about 10 or 12 extra wires on them. You know, never were there before. All these loose connections. They got all these giant garbage can-sized things at the top of the telephone poles, which are transformers to up the voltage because they want to zap it to you, believe me. And stuff's going to go right through your walls unless you plate your whole house with aluminum. I hear aluminum will stop it. And they're going to start cooking you in your house. And the oven's going to be on it 24/7. Even if you're not using your devices, it's still just going to be radiating out through the wall into your home while you're sleeping. You know, there's going to be no safe place for most people. Most people live in cities, you know. You know, you can heed my warning, pack up your goods and move out to some country road where they don't have telephone poles or cell phone towers to save yourself, because that's going to be the safest place to be. I'm looking at myself right now, because I know this thing's going to be turned on very soon. And once it's turned on, man, like, forget it. Your life, they're going to, these devices are going to be sucking the life out of your body and replacing the life with cancer cells. This is serious stuff. You better tell your neighbors, tell your friends, and start looking around. Pop your eyes open, all the Gwen towers around, you know, with the all the new skinny cell phone broadcasting antennas on them. The ones disguised as cactuses, the ones disguised as pine trees, and the ones on top of apartment buildings. They're everywhere now. This is like a science fiction movie becoming real. It's sad, but government is not going to save you on here, and I don't think the ETs are going to land and remove the bad guys in charge of this soon enough. And even if they did remove the bad guys, there's so much money in the pipeline. Some idiot at the local cell phone company is going to turn on the tubes, not even knowing what he does, because the system is all in place, with the exception of little broadcasting squares on some of the towns. But they'll get them up in all the towns eventually. And they might start turning this on election day. Yeah. When everybody's not paying attention to what's going on. Another good day to start it would be around the holiday, around Christmas or something, when people aren't, and New Year's, when people are paying attention to other things. Don't be surprised if it happens that soon. So you better get off your lazy ass and start complaining and squawking. If you have children in school, you better invest and buy a meter and go to school and find out what the real deal is. Because this is serious stuff. You know? Real serious stuff. In the meantime, get yourself some philosophy. Go to this My CD Baby link on BBS Radio. Just go down to my show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m. Hit the name of the show in the purple letters, or violet letters, and you can scroll down, you'll get to my CD Baby link there. Get my album. Of course, you get to listen to 30 seconds of each song, but just get the album. Songs better than Dylan, and get some philosophy in your head and learn to start thinking for yourself. That's what the whole album's about, to get you to think. And it's easy listening to music. My voice sounds something like Elvis, but the songs, you know, great songs, largest collection of philosophical songs ever put on one album. That's why I call it Songs Better Than Dylan. 23 gems. Will make you a smarter person. Get out and buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You'll see the cover page if you go to BBS Radio. Go again, click on the name of the show, Saturday at 10 p.m., Connect the Dots, and you'll find out all about me. Go to my presidential website. Listen to the videos. You know, I talk about taking care of everybody. I'm the guy who has the ability to do that and the knowledge how to do it. No one else does. You ought to be supportive of somebody who wants to solve the problems and has the solutions ready to go. Forget about the phony Democrats and Republicans. They're the cause of all the problems we've had here because they've allowed themselves to be bribed to allow all these bad things to happen to us. And another thing, just to remind everybody else, I ain't talking about politics, but there's a Native American from New Mexico running for the Democratic Party. So I just thought I'd call up the campaign office and ask some questions, find out what's the real deal here. And guess what I found out? Somebody running for Congress, a Native American, on the Democratic ticket, and they don't have a phone number to call up campaign office. The audacity of being so rude. If that they're that rude to the people they want to come out, people might be interested in voting for their candidate, that they're not ever going to leave a phone number. Just imagine how rude that candidate's going to be when they get to Washington. Sickening. Anyhow, hey, chain of command systems are being used against you. Hey, the stopping kids from going to school because they don't have death-killing vaccines, you know? Forcing your kids to have vaccines. Again, that's a chain of command structure, chain of command system abusing you. Resist and demand justice and demand truth. Well, anyhow, we're getting to the end of the show. If you listen before, you know, you get to hear the fantastic, tasteful lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. Listen to the guitar playing. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to bring the countdown now. Here it goes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.